Hello, welcome to Learning from Strangers, a show where two people you don't know talk about things you might be interested in. It's back, Holly.
Yay, got it. Back. Although I do kind of like how it was different every time. I'm kind of torn. I like the tagline, but I do think it was funny that it was different every time, just because that shows like how we are sometimes, I guess.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. We can definitely do that. Well, I'm Ethan Moses. That's Holly Phillips. This is our show. Always in flux, but that's good. You know, people have to feel loose when they come in and listen to these kind of things. I think structure is not anything that we want to do. We have structure in every other day in every other aspect of our lives, so we can avoid it with this. So we'll look at it. We have a good tagline, but if we want to switch it up, you know, why not? We have that option.
Today we're feeling formal. So
yeah. I have a t-shirt on, but that's pretty formal for me right now. So how's it been going?
Pretty good, you know, just coasting by. I feel like we're still stuck in the cold, believe it or not. And
really?
So, yeah, I think I was in denial, even though we had all that snow or ice or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think I was in denial of, like, it being cold, and now I'm just accepted. I'm like, okay, you know what? It's cold, and I'm going to wear the same sweater and boots and socks every day until this is over.
You say, it's weird. It's actually been really nice over here in Germany. Last year it was complete hell, and I'm super stoked. I feel bad for everybody who has to deal with the cold that aren't used to it, but I feel good.
I'm sorry, my phone is ringing.
Oh, that's okay. That's our secretary in the Learning from Strangers offices. Isn't on top of it today, so.
She's outside smoking a cig.
Yeah, she's having a cig. She's having a cig. So I guess we're knee deep in Olympic fever. Are you knee deep in Olympic fever?
Yeah, actually I kind of am, and I feel like, I can't be the only person that watches the Olympics, but I kind of feel like it because
I hope not. They're not gonna get any return on their investment if that's the case.
No, but like I guess like as a kid, you know, my parents always watched it and got kind of excited about it, and there were athletes that I was always excited to see, and so every year I always watch at least the events that I want to see, you know, and every year, every time, you know, every 2 years. But when I talk about it at work, when I'm like, oh, tonight's, you know, the half pipe or whatever, people are like, oh, yeah, we don't give a shit. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm just a dork.
I don't think we've ever sat and watched them. It's always interesting to follow up on them. Summer Olympics seem a little bit, I'm more into those than the Winter Olympics. But you were kind of telling me about something that occurred, I believe it was last year, and it kind of is going to prompt our conversation today in reference to Lolo Jones, who is an athlete that will be competing this year in Sochi. Kind of what was a controversy? It's not really a controversy, I guess, but what was a controversy about her?
Well, for some reason, and the only reason that I probably pay attention to it is because, you know, I work at LSU. I'm cool with saying that. And Lolo is an alum from here, and she actually does a lot of her Olympic training on campus. So we've been able to use her for, like, a lot of content mm-hmm. on the website. But some of and there always seems to be some controversy surrounding her because either she does really awesome, like she did track and field for mm-hmm. summer, and then now she's on the women's bobsled, and she's, you know, a very, very few athletes are in both.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like her thing right now. But, you know, for the summer games around that time, she came out with saying that she's never had sex. She's a virgin. And a lot of people were, you know, trying to call her bullshit just because she's obviously a fit woman, you know, smart, talented, she's attractive. So it's like, you know, it's not saying that people that are virgins because they can't find someone to have sex with. Yeah. But I think people are always surprised when someone that is in the public eye comes out with something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and not only, I mean, there was not a whole lot of support behind it. There was, you know, again, it was controversy where there wasn't any controversy, which kind of is what prompted us to have this conversation, because the Olympics are happening this week. There's already some controversy in relation to how Russia views the homosexual community. But this whole concept of virginity used to be something that people were like excited about, you know, like
I know
back in the day it was, to not be a virgin would demonstrate a lack of morals. It was, you know, sex before marriage. It was just not, I mean, if you did it, you didn't talk about it. I mean, there was no sort of openness about it. And so in the last, I would say probably 10 years, we've had this reversal where virgins, and in my experience, male virgins, but, you know, women probably deal with it as well, are kind of seen in a bad light, as if they're either lying or they represent a group that is unlovable, or, you know, like it's kind of, it's really weird because it happened so quickly. And so we just kind of wanted to talk about the, you know, I don't know, maybe what contributed to that, how we view it. And I mean, to meet a virgin's like, you don't do that very often. I mean, you know, like that's not, and whether or not you know, I mean, it's not like you go up and the first time you talk to someone, it's like, hey, are you a virgin, by the way? Because, you know, that's just going to prompt the rest of our conversation. But that's rare. I can't name, outside of, you know, children, I can't name a person I know that's still a virgin. I can't. I mean, I would struggle to do that. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, I've never, you can tell, like, tongue-tied over it. The only person that I can think of is a blogger that I read, and I've never met her in person, but she's a fashion blogger, and occasionally she'll write about the fact that she's saving herself to marriage, and I feel weird saying it, but that is such a foreign concept to me. I just wasn't raised that way. I mean, not that my parents were like, you know, go get wild, but that just was never a goal of mine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some, I think I feel different about it on different days, because some days when I think about it, I'm like, you know, she's really missing out, is kind of what I think sometimes. But other times I'm like, you know, sex does complicate things, and there's some times when I'm like, wow, think of all the stuff that you wouldn't have to worry about, you know. And I am one of these people that, I mean, if I'm just going on a couple of dates with somebody and it doesn't end up working out, I'm going to care way less than if we would have slept together. You know, for me, a relationship is less serious until that happens. So it's kind of like, you know, I feel like they have that weight lifted off their shoulders as well. Like, well, it's almost like a weeding out tool. Like, if they come out and say, I'm a virgin, if you're not cool with that, it's really like, take it or leave it, you know?
And I got to say, and I'm going to do, I think it is cool to be able to have, okay, as someone who lacks the amount of willpower it would take to be a virgin for that long and wait for that special someone. And I have a bunch of excuses on why, and we'll go into those later on. It is intimidating as hell to meet somebody who literally can keep it in their pants. You know, I don't, and this is coming from the perspective of a guy, you know, as everyone knows, guys from the age of, I'd say about 14 to 25. I mean, that time period, you know, that 11 years, it's about finding, you know, places to put your penis. that's like kind of like, that's kind of like what is driving you. And I'm not talking about being a, you know, womanizer or anything like that, but I mean, dudes get, you know, they get into that stage, and to be able to prevent yourself from acting on that kind of stuff. I mean, now obviously, like, some of these guys may also not drink, which contributes a lot to the lack of virginity in about, you know, 85% of the people in the probably the world, actually, to be quite honest with you. But it's just, it's really intimidating. And I look back on college and I think, would I have, if I would have met somebody and liked them and they would have said, oh, I'm a virgin, I would have been like, well, don't save yourself for me. like I don't know about that. So it's kind of one of those things, like, you respect it, but it's such a foreign concept, and it's strange to me. And I am of the mind frame, and look as someone who is married, that as nice as it is to save yourself for someone, and I'm not going to bring religion into this because I know a lot of people make that choice because of religion, and I respect, whatever, that's fine. But where I'm coming from is there's an aspect of training that comes into play when you have sexual contact with people you're not going to be with for the rest of your life. And so to me, when you're saving yourself for that person, you're not really saving the best situation for that person.
Right.
Because sex, the first time, second time, hell, even the 50th time is different every single time. A lot of the time it's not great. Now, for guys, it doesn't take much for us. We're fine. You know what I mean? For a lot of women, they probably struggle with it. But I just couldn't imagine, you know, presenting that to the person I was marrying on their wedding night and being like, I don't know what I'm doing, but let's just go for it. Like, I don't know. There's something really weird. I know that's warped because that is like, that is society has changed so fast. That is so warped, but it's really strange to me.
I mean, I guess if both people are virgins, then, you know, they don't have anything to compare it to. So if both of them don't know what they're doing, then it's kind of like ignorant bliss, I guess, you know?
That is true.
But the thing is, you know, and I don't know if the, when I lost my virginity, the person said they were a virgin. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. But it didn't seem like he didn't know what he was doing. But I don't know. Obviously, like, I didn't know. So,
Maybe he trained. Maybe he watched some. Well, you can't, because that's the other thing I was just thinking about. It's not like you can watch porn and then like apply that to like an actual sexual relationship, because
what's happening in pornography is not how it is.
Yeah, and anybody out there that is in this situation, you know, maybe a young person or even an older person that's gonna, you know, have sex for the first time, don't watch porn. Don't let that lead into it, because you're not gonna have any sort of relationship with that person left over at the end of the day. People don't usually like to have things shot onto them, you know, for I mean, just a little bit of warning. I'm not talking from experience. I was well aware of how fucked up pornography can be sometimes, but I mean, I don't know, that's kind of weird. Like, no one's trained, no one's prepared, but
but the thing is, what if you say I'm going to save myself until marriage? What if you never get married? Like, you never have sex?
Yeah, that's the weird thing about, it's not like I was slinging it all over the place, let me just say that, but it's something that happened, and I think maybe the idea of not ever having it or having a condition for having it is what kind of throws me off, because, I mean, you're going to get to a point where, this sounds really mean, it's not going to... You should probably have sex when you're younger and more fit and have more energy than like waiting until maybe you're 70 years old and you're like, well, I'm not married, maybe I should try it now, because you're not going to have the same benefit. I don't think that always works out at that point. So if it's a conscious decision, I'm saying that, but I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I wish we should have brought somebody on, and if we talk about this subject again in the future, we will bring someone on to have them put us in our place in reference to this, because I just have so many questions, and more so because maybe it's not because I think they're strange, because I don't think they're strange. I'm just like, how the fuck do you do that? You know, like, how the hell?
Yeah.
It's like the same people that don't drink ever, like, or don't smoke, or don't do
like
anything.
How are they just not tempted?
How can you do that? Yeah. What is the difference between you and me to allow you to do that? That's really interesting to me.
Well, I think that I know the thing for me is like, I don't know what like the average age is for someone to like lose their virginity, but I didn't lose mine until I was 20, which most people consider late. Mm-hmm. And, but like until that point, like if you think, I don't know like when the turning point for you was, but like if you think about like middle school, high school, whenever you started like kissing girls, making out, whatever, like until I had sex, all of that stuff was like such a big deal. And then after you have sex with one person, it's like, well, you know, it's just not as big a deal, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So I remember like the next few guys that I dated after I lost my virginity, I was thinking, gosh, it happens like so much quicker because I guess because you've just like already given it up, so it's like whatever.
I almost said, yeah, you've opened the floodgates, but that is.
I know. I was trying not to go there because I don't like references of like cherry popping.
Oh yeah, that's oh god. Yeah, there's really no nice way to say it.
But yeah. Like essentially, it's like, I mean, I guess it's with anything you do. Like if you never had a drink before and then you start drinking, then after that you're like, oh well, hell, I'll have a couple more drinks or whatever.
Well, and I mean, I think that's a good point because I definitely think, I think kids are getting pressured a bit too young to have, because for me it was a little bit later too. I mean, so it was, I think it was 19 or 20. But I think there is a pressure to have sex a little bit younger. And I don't think that's like changed in the last 100 years. It's just more out there. And I always like, I think like, yeah, I think there's a time period that you probably shouldn't because one, it's not going to be any good. And two, it's going to make it that much easier from that point on. And that can be detrimental to all kinds of things, relationships and your health. I mean, there's a lot that, that having a less serious viewpoint on sex can, I mean, there's a lot that it can do to you, but,
Teen mom.
Yeah. You know, you're not, and, you know, I think there's a lot of people that think, oh shit, we'll get on Teen Mom and we'll be set for life. And I think that's like out of the million girls that get pregnant every year, you know, six of them get on Teen Mom. And then you have to do porno after that. Just like that one, what's her face did. So
she
don't be a teen mom. And if you happen to be under the age of 18 and you're considering having sexual contact with somebody, wear a fucking condom and be very, very careful because your life will, it'll be difficult for you. You know, that's not to say it's going to be bad.
This has been a PSA. I'm
really nervous because in my mind, I have this mentality that like, like don't be like, I want to sit kids down and be like, don't be a virgin, but I don't like, not kids, like people like after the age of 18, so you know, everybody younger than that. But I think it's important to test the waters, if you will, to be comfortable with this, because there's another aspect of, so I look at, okay, so there's been a reversal of virginity, whether or not, you know, people viewing it as kind of a negative thing, but why was virginity so sacred to begin with? And that comes from an indoctrination. A lot of it is in terms of religion, sex being not celebrated, something seen as abnormal, something that's only for reproduction, which happened, you know, I mean, if you look at the Roman and Greek times, they were banging all the, they were banging everyone. Everyone was having sex and stuff. And so, you know, something did occur to make it so that, it wasn't as it was looked down upon, you know. And so I don't know if that is how virginity is connected to it. I know everyone, you know, people back then were always looking for virgins for one reason or another, whether to drain their blood and bathe in it, or to sacrifice them or to do something. Someone was always looking after virgins. So I think there's always been this idea that being a virgin is a good thing, or it's beneficial for a purpose, you know? So that's what I think is interesting, is maybe it's not just that sex is evil, that, you know, there's, oh, so you've got special powers or what, I don't know what it is, but now it's a complete opposite. Now virgins are kind of seen as, I don't know how you feel about this, but I do, my first impression, and I'll be honest, when someone says, oh, I'm a virgin, I assume that
they're lying.
Well, no, like if someone is willing to admit that, for a man to admit that is pretty difficult. Like I think still there's a big difference between a man and a woman in terms of their virginity. I think women for the most part can, like, that's still not a bad thing for women. For dudes, it is not. I mean, if you're a virgin, you're not going to talk about it. You're going to lie about it. And to me, I think that you've got some sort of, unless you come out and say, I'm a Christian or I'm a Muslim or whatever, whoever believes that, you know, sex before marriage is wrong, unless someone comes out and says that. But even then, I'm like, well, there's something wrong with you. And that's awful. That's an awful, like, viewpoint to have. But it's switched so much that, like, it's difficult for me to be. And maybe that's more of like I'm like, oh, shit, I couldn't have that kind of willpower. So you must be weird, you know?
Yeah. I think the difference is because the thing is, though, even though it's more accepted to not be a virgin, the whole like numbers thing, I feel like is still a pretty big deal. You know, it's like, I feel like it's still not okay for a girl to come out and say a high number, whatever. Everyone probably has their different number that they consider high or low, but it's like, I feel like that's still a thing.
So maybe it's an extremes type thing. Maybe we're really afraid of extremes. Maybe it's not just being a virgin or not being a virgin, but, you know, being a 30-year-old virgin or a 40-year-old virgin, to throw back at that movie, but or to be what you would consider a slut or a man whore or whatever you're gonna say. I mean,
yeah,
I think that's really, because dudes, again, it's whereas we were talking, it's a little bit more acceptable for women to be virgins and dudes. It's way more acceptable for guys to be, and people have talked about this subject, you know, all over the place, to just have sex with all kinds of women. And if women do that, you know, that's not good. That's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, it's, we're in a really mixed up, especially in the States, it's completely different overseas, completely different, but it's a really weird state of, sexual discovery. I sound like the type of teacher you don't want to meet after school when I say that. It's a generation of sexual discovery. There's so many great things to, but seriously, it's so confusing. I guess looking back now, I'm just kind of like, man, you know, I kind of thought I had a good viewpoint on this topic, but it's confusing as hell to grow up in this day and age.
I was like, looked up like an article about when Lolo, you know, kind of announced that she was a virgin. And there's a quote in here from her that says, I've had guys tell me, they're like, hey, you know, if you have sex, it will help you run faster. No, not even for Olympic gold. I do want this gold medal, but not that bad. Not yet. If you marry me, then okay.
Wow.
Like, seriously? Like, I mean, I guess I'm not surprised, but it's just funny that guys would say that to her. Like, hey, if you have sex, you'll run faster, get the gold medal.
Well, because you know what comes with that is there's a lot of guys that see that earn the virginity, or, you know, that take the virginity. I mean, they think that's like a trophy, you know?
Yeah.
So not only are you taking someone's virginity, it's an Olympic athlete. I mean, but it's so creepy, though. That's such a creepy thing to do. Like, I would be intimidated in that situation. I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, oh, well, just like I said, I'm not going to be the first in that situation. It's not going to be good for you, you know? So,
I mean, to me, when a girl would say, I never thought too much about a guy being a virgin. That's kind of weird. But
it is weird, isn't it?
To me, like, when a girl says, you know, she's a virgin, I automatically think, wow, that's some dude that's really going to be like, got to be some awesome motherfucker that's going to get that. That's not like a wine and dine situation. That's like going to be obviously if they're requiring that it's like a dude in it for the long haul, then that's what's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, and I mean, you gotta, I don't know. Maybe I think I'm keep coming back to it. I think it has nothing to do with thinking they're weird as much as just like, man, I wish I could run really fast and be on a bobsled team and have the willpower to not just, you know, do whatever.
Really think it would be so much less stress. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just like being a girl, but I think like, wow, there's so many times when I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I'm pregnant? Or, oh my gosh, do I have an STD? Yeah. Or, gosh, there's just so many, whether you want it to happen or not, there's like, for girls especially, there's a lot of feelings that come with having sex with somebody. Does he like me? Does he not? Did he think I was fat? All that stuff. Gosh, you would never have to worry about that.
Wow. You know what? I'm
going to be a born-again virgin.
I was going to say, I mean, as you talk about it, like obviously, you know, I'm married now, so it's not a concern, but as you talk about it, like, that you were 100% right. I mean, think about, you know, even from my perspective, you know, in college, going on dates, you know, being careful of, you know, is this someone who, you know, wants to take it slow? Is it someone who's going to not, like, I mean, if you just didn't have to worry about it at all, if the expectation just was not there,
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. Why? I mean, you could get to know somebody. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
For who they are. Wait a second. So let's do a. I mean, I'm coming back
Back it
completely.
up.
Because I start out with this conversation, and I kind of thought that we would be on this. I think. I kind of thought we'd be on the same page in terms of it's just so odd and there has to be something wrong with them, but maybe that's not the case at all. Maybe it now obviously there are cases of people that are virgins because they're not equipped physically or emotionally to be able to do it. You know what I mean? Like that's
Wait,
definitely
no, what do you mean?
like I mean if you get on
This
Reddit
is
or the
the
internet.
asshole section of the
Yeah,
show.
I'm trying not to say that. God damn it. I always say it so like broadly, and then you're like, what do you
Like,
mean?
what do you mean? Someone that's a virgin by default and not by choice?
Yeah, like someone who just has not had the opportunity. There
Okay.
are things like that, but and I don't want to focus on that too much because I think that there's a lot
That's obviously different.
that is different, and that is I think there's a lot of negativity that gets into that, and I think that people in that situation there's too much pressure now that I'm switching completely on this whole thing. There is too much pressure on that being an important aspect of who you are, especially in terms of manhood. So I kind of want to avoid that. But I mean, it takes the willpower, and that's definitely something difficult. But there's so many things you could avoid. I mean, talking about teen pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, all that kind of stuff. If that was never on your mind, never on your mind, that would, man.
I just think it's like I said, I just think about the difference between the I know everyone probably decides to have sex like at different times, if it's whatever your rule is or whatever. But if I think about the way that I feel if I just go on a couple of dates with somebody and it really didn't we didn't have sex and then it's kind of like just fizzles into nothing, I really don't give a shit. But if we spent some time together, slept together, then it's like that's a little bit more serious and I'm a little bit more upset about it when it's over,
And that's a chemical thing, isn't it? Isn't that what
Yeah,
oxytocin? I
yeah,
think that's what
yeah.
it's
Whenever
called.
you have, yeah,
Yeah, so and dudes don't. That doesn't.
because yeah, you become like a little bit attached to that person, even if you say you're not.
And whereas guys do the complete opposite, so it seems like that is kind of a, sorry ladies out there, that is kind of like a shitty aspect of
Jeez,
it. But I mean, again, look at that, like that wouldn't be a factor, you know?
I
Like
know every relationship that you had until you got married would be just be,
wow.
somebody that you met.
So then so there and there's two scenarios that I think this would definitely benefit. So this is going from, our viewpoint on virginity to why virginity could benefit you in this day and age.
The other part of it is like, I think, like you said, it's different when you have sex with somebody for the first time versus after you had sex 100 times or whatever. That's obviously different. And I don't want it to be like, oh, well, I've just had awful sex my whole 8 years that I've been having sex, because that's not true. But, I mean, some of it I could have gone without, not gonna
Yeah, I mean,
lie.
I 100%. I'm looking back on it now, and I was like, well, because you always get that thing when you and people say this when you get married, you're only gonna have one person to have sex with for the rest of your life, and like that doesn't bug me. Like that doesn't, you know what I mean? Like that never really. I was like, oh, okay, that's well, good. I love her. She's great. I'm married her for a reason. So that doesn't bug me. So maybe it would bug other people. But I mean, I think about. I mean, yeah. Looking back, like in terms of meaningful sex, I'm trying to think of. I'm trying to think. I can't name a single time that I was like, oh, that was good. Like I like oh like thumbs up to that. Like that I charted that down and use that as something to brag to my friends about. I can't think of a single time. I really can't.
I'm gonna say that most of the, I would probably venture to say 85% of the sex that I had probably was not that good. And during the time when you're like with that person though, you're thinking it's pretty cool. You're like, okay, cool, I'm into it. Yeah. But then when it's over, I'm like, you know what? Actually, that really wasn't that great.
So if you took away that 85%, that would probably be 85% less drama, maybe? Less hurt feelings, less.
And I think out of like all the people that I've had sex with, there's probably like two people that I would be like, yeah, we should probably do it again.
That's wow. This is really true. And then, so you also avoid the asshole guy who's good at sex but is an asshole. And the quote-unquote crazy girl that's good at sex but is crazy. I mean, those people wouldn't even be in your life. You would look back on your life and you would not have ever had to deal with those people. Because when it comes to sex, kind of convinces you to hang out with people that you probably don't really like that much. Like you probably didn't have the best relationship with, or to interact with people, you know, that you never would have. And so if you didn't have to worry about that, if you went to a party and you saw someone who kind of looked like a douche, and you didn't have anything in common with them, you would just stop the comment. You'd be like, oh shit, all right, well, see ya. Like, this isn't gonna work out. So like, you don't.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I kind of think of it almost as like, I guess any factor that someone has that they stand really firm in. Like, if you're like, hey, I'm only gonna date a Democrat. Like, you know, that's your thing or whatever. Or if you're a mom, I think that's like a big thing. Like, if you have a kid. Or if you're a single dad, you have a kid, and you're looking to date someone, and that's obviously your most important thing. So you're looking to date someone who's going to be good for you and your kid. Mm-hmm. And if that person isn't cool with kids, they're automatically out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost kind of like that same, like, there's that one factor where, like, if they're not cool with that, then see ya.
Yeah.
It's like it's just like a quick weeding out process.
That is a good point, because then, just like you said, you're getting rid of those people who only have one thing on their mind, and those people who only think about that. And I don't want to generalize everybody, but tend to be a little bit more immature and tend to not have your best interests in mind. So, I mean, wow. What's happening here? And I think about all the cute girls from college that. Mm-hmm. Dudes completely avoid because they're goody two shoes. Like guys will say that, like, oh, she's a goody two shoes. She's not gonna give it up. Like that, you know? And how, like, those girls were probably funny and smart, and everyone's like, oh, nah. You know?
They probably had a full life because they never were worried about sex. You know, they were never worried about. They were never waiting by the phone for that guy to call.
Wow. But so now we're kind of in celebration of this. You know, it's cut down a lot of issues. Is there an age, though, that if you're still a virgin, just kind of like we talked about, it isn't going to be any easier for you? I mean, I know that a lot of people say that once you graduate from college, your chances of finding somebody, like, they, I don't know what the percentage is. But it just becomes more difficult just because of the type of social atmosphere or social situations you're dealing with and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, thanks, Ethan.
What? I wasn't dating anybody when I graduated from college.
Gosh.
Oh, I just...
I guess, like, my rule, like, okay, because I didn't have a rule of, like, oh, I'm going to wait till marriage, but I wanted to wait until I was, like, in love with the person.
Mm-hmm.
So... that's not my rule anymore. But I mean, after walking away from this podcast, I feel like I really should consider this virgin thing. I could have surgery, or I could use that cream to, like, make everything virgin like.
What? There's a wait a minute. Is there a cream? and is the guy that sells this cream in a van?
No, it's actually the last time that I went to, like, an adult store, they supposedly had this stuff that's supposed to, like, you know, tighten it back up.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, make it grow back. I know the spiritual idea of becoming a virgin again, but I never realized there was a special cream that you could do that. Like, I'm a virgin now.
So I always have that. Yeah, I mean, you know. I don't know if all that shit's true, but who knows?
Huh.
Anyway, I was saying, like, if I guess at a certain point, maybe you would be like, okay, if I get into a serious relationship, maybe you would. But my thing is, like, how would, for anyone that's saying I'm going to save myself to marriage, where would you meet someone realistically outside of a church?
That's a good question. Oh, I don't know.
I mean, unless it's like, because, and I'm not saying everyone that has that rule is, you know, religious, but I mean, I'm just, I think, I would find it hard to believe that you would meet someone out. And I know I'm not even saying in a bar, but just like, you know, wherever you hang out, a bookstore, a coffee shop, whatever. I just don't know where, because I feel like that's such a rare value.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, if you weren't religious, the
thing maybe
is,
like a setup.
Yeah, I mean, is there? I would be curious to
Christian mingle.
Yeah, I mean, but what if you're not a Christian, or what if you're not religious at all, or what if you're an atheist? Like, what if, I mean, and so are those people making that decision?
Maybe a matchmaking service.
I mean, would there be? There's got to be something out there. I mean, it can't be this. I mean, I keep saying odd. Rare is a nice way to say it.
It can't be that rare.
That maybe it is. I mean, that's just wow. That must be tough to be a virgin in this world. And I'm not talking about the people that, you know, like by default. I mean, like to choose that has to be super, super, super duper tough.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you would go. I don't know. I have no idea. And I tell you from a male perspective, like that is an intimidating thing. And a lot of dudes would shy away from that. They definitely would.
Yeah.
Like the regular dudes without the willpower, the guys that 80% of the dudes out there would struggle with that. Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you were like, okay, you know what, the next serious relationship I get into, you know, if I'm feeling good about it, I'm going to go ahead and lose it to that person. Like, say you're, I don't know what a good age would be, 40, 45, mm-hmm. I don't know, 50, whatever. But, like, you would have to find someone, if you're cool with losing it to someone who's not a virgin, you still have to find someone that's cool with that pressure / mm-hmm. responsibility. I mean, that's a big deal.
I mean,
like, how would you take it if you were not a virgin and this person you were dating was like, I have been for 40 years and I'm ready to lose it to you? Like, would you be like, you would be like, oh my God, well, because you could not whip out your Rico Suave moves.
I mean, especially after that long, like you always ask yourself, well, what's wrong with them? Like what happened to them? You know? And that's the honest way that people are going to think about that. So that's why. So it's almost like, whereas, you know, it's a total. I've turned around and think that, yeah, it is a respectful thing. Yeah, it would really cut down on a lot of drama and a lot of issues people have in relationships. But that being said, I also feel like it probably. I mean, whereas we talked about the weeding out process, it probably weeds out even potential people that may not be bad. So, I mean, your window kind of might close too much, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's tough.
That is really tough. This is I figure this would be more cut and dry. I'm glad it's not. I like to get these kind of discussions, but I mean, yeah, that's got to be really difficult. So I mean, so do you, I guess, that person in that situation, do they just throw their values out the window and say, well, I'm not going to be able to live in this world? I mean, because there's a lot of people out there. I mean, we live in a different society, and the way they've been raised isn't, you know, and I'm not talking about homophobic people and racist people, because come on, get with the program. And I like that, situation. Like, you could be as racist as you want to, but that's just not happening. But people that have been raised with more of a, not that we're saying we don't respect sex, but people that have been raised looking at it as an even more serious aspect of relationship than maybe we did. I mean, to live in a world where everyone's like, God, you're fucking weird, or you're gross, or I mean,
yeah. I mean, I would like to say that, even though this is kind of sad, but I would like to say that you would just be like, you know, I have a full life without that. Mm-hmm. And so you'd be content with just continuing that way, even though that makes me sad to think that someone would never, ever have sex. Although I just said that I would throw out 85% of the sex that I had.
It's weird. That is really weird, because I agree with you, but I would also be like, well, I don't want, I mean, still, like, it was,
you don't want to never have it.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, this is
but maybe it would still be ignorant bliss, because they don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, there's got to be, I mean, I think about, like, the time that when I was a kid up until the point that I had sex, it's not like I missed it. You know, like when I was a teenager, I can't, because, you know, guys will give off the impression that they can't. And this is just a little fun fact for women out there. Dudes give off the impression that they have to have it. If they don't, they're going to die, or they're going to explode.
Right.
You know, that clearly masturbation was invented along the line to prevent people from dying as a result of not having sex. But like, if you never did, would it even have the significance? Would you even care? You'd be like, whatever. You know, I mean, not that I'm saying sex is addicting, but I think about the people that take drugs and they can't live without the drugs versus the people that have never taken the drug. I mean, is sex kind of a drug? Because once it happens, you're more, maybe more aware of what you have to do to continue to get it. Man, maybe that's
yep. Nice. I mean, sex is addicting. Hello, Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Straight up sex addict.
Yeah, see, that's weird. This is really weird. Maybe
God, I've been doing drugs for 8 years.
I mean, you think about it, like, you do, like, whereas I don't want to live in the Puritan times where sex is such an awful thing.
Yeah.
I think as we hash this out and we talk about it, like, it when you kind of take away the seriousness, it does, I don't know. I mean, it does kind of make it, the negativity of it comes out more so than positivity of it, you know? I mean, we can't sit here and say a reason why we should have, because I can't say, oh, this is why I should not have been a virgin, because there's not really much background to it. Wow, maybe the whole world has everything wrong. This is not us suddenly, you know, finding an elite level of Christianity or whatnot. We're not judging anybody out there. But it's just something to really think about, you know, once you get into it, so...
I think after this show, I'm going to be a born again virgin. And so every episode, I'll tell you the day count.
is that would be something that people could probably get behind. I don't know.
Yeah, no, seriously, I'll do it. So when we check in, you know, I'll be like, hey, I'm 45 days a virgin.
Wow. Okay. You heard it here first.
And we'll see.
We're gonna chart the progress. And you know what? It would be interesting. I mean, look at it like a scientific study and add up, you know, the lack of dramatic situations, lack of it. See, I mean, just compare it to all this. Make it an Excel spreadsheet. Holy shit.
I'm actually kind of excited about it because I'm not going to lose sleep over all that stuff I said. Like, because, you know, I'm sure, like, the women out there can relate. Like, even if you're straight up on birth control, you had safe sex, whatever, every time you're like, oh, my God, there's that little chance. There's that 1.1%, and that you lose sleep over that, man. And it's like, you know?
Wow.
All of that stuff. Or just thinking, like, does he like me? Did he like the sex? All of that is so stressful.
You're just taking it off the table. It's boom.
Yep.
It's cut. Wow. Man. And I'm excited about it too, because I don't have to do it.
Right. You get to walk away and have sex, and I don't. And, you know, I'm thinking about the last time that I had it. It was good, so I'm glad about that. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, okay. Well, we're going to follow this progress. This is why I like the format of this show, because what we talked about beforehand coming into this, this is not what we've ended up on, but this has been really interesting, because, and these are also conversations that, you know, the perspective people get, you always get it from single people or married people. You never get both those perspectives. And so I think it's like, that's kind of really interesting to look at it from that perspective.
Yeah.
And I mean, we virgined you. We virgined you live, well,
right.
Not really live, but on a podcast that, wow, that's pretty fun. That's fun. We do all kinds of fun things here.
Checking in on my virgin status next week.
Yeah, I will say, we will keep that up. Because I think it's really interesting. And I think that, I'll be curious to see if it helps. I really will. And I think a lot of people will, because I think a lot of people are in that situation, in a similar situation as you, is maybe there's complications they just don't need and they never realized it. And you never realize it till you step away from it. I mean, I think about, like, I went a month without drinking, and I stepping back and looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, it's not all as awesome as I think it is. But when you're in that haze, I mean, it kind of gives you different perspectives. So we're going to check back on this. And again, anybody that tuned in to get some sort of, you know, concrete statement about virginity, sorry, you didn't get it, because I think we've opened up Pandora's box here. And I think I've used that reference.
Yeah, go ahead, put it back in your pants.
Yeah, put it back in your pants. Get your virginity now. reinvigorate your virginity 2014. That is what we're going with. That is what we want to happen for everybody out there besides me. But Holly, this has been enlightening. I'm glad that we had this conversation. I'm glad that we're confused as ever. But this is gonna be a cool project. This will be really, you can wear a lab coat now. This makes you a scientist, I think.
Yes.
I don't know. So, well, hey, everybody, thank you for listening. We're going to check back with this topic again, because we need to get what, and if you're listening to this, and if you happen to be a virgin, or you happen to be someone that has sex with someone new every single day, we want to talk to you. We want to get inside your head, because there is more to this topic than we haven't even broken the surface yet. So, I'm Ethan Moses. This is Holly.
Was that a sexual pun?
Yeah. It was a cherry popping pun. Oh, God.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Ugh.
God damn. That's as bad as saying panties. That's probably worse than that. So, all right. Thank you, everybody. And we will see you next week.